This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Red flag warnings are in effect tomorrow from Denver to Colorado Springs as high winds and dry conditions raise fire danger. High wind watches stretch across the eastern plains where gusts could reach 65 miles per hour. And XL Energy is activating enhanced power line safety settings, allowing crews to quickly shut off power if lines are damaged, though no outages are planned at this point. In southern Colorado, Black Hills Energy has also issued a public safety shutoff, meaning about 5,000 customers could temporarily lose power tomorrow if wind intensifies. Leaders across the West missed a deadline this past Saturday for a Colorado River agreement. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, the seven states that use the river have been unable to set aside their differences.
Arizona's top water negotiator, Tom Buschatsky, said lower basin states have offered a number of good faith compromises to their upstream counterparts, but virtually all of those ideas have been rejected.
It is frustrating to me that we haven't been able to bridge gaps, and it's probably frustrating to them too.
Buschatsky says there's some hope for a deal before the current plan expires in October. He says more involvement from governors of the seven river states could help break the deadlock. If they can't agree, the federal government would likely force cutbacks deep into Arizona's water supply and trigger lawsuits. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
In the meantime, Colorado lawmakers issued statements urging for a multi-state agreement. Snow will move into the high country late tonight, a mix of rain and snow in the metro Denver area. This is CPR News.